It's a good win for us yesterday. You know, this team is playing good team football right now, and that's the key. You know, that's the key. You have to turn the page quickly now because we got a big challenge here ahead of us up in Buffalo. A very good football team with, you know, very, very good units in all three phases. So we're turning the page. We're on to Buffalo. And, you know, just as far as injuries in yesterday's game, I don't think there were really any significant injuries to speak about. So with that, I'll open it up to questions.
Bill, how much did Akeem Hunt give you a spark, a little bit of speed around the edge? Obviously, a fast guy, just a sporty time, but just functionally, what has he done for you all? And could this be the start of more?
Well, he's a smart guy, so he came in here and he was able to pick up the system pretty quick while he was on the practice squad, and then we promoted him a couple weeks ago, and he's got some speed. You know, whether that applies to Buffalo or not, we'll have to see here. We just started kind of grinding out on Buffalo here this morning, so but he did in yesterday's game. He definitely had a couple nice plays.
You mentioned in your answers yesterday Buffalo five times, yet every time you turn on the TV or talk shows or anything, it's all about Texans would be in the playoffs if the playoffs started today. How do you keep your players from thinking about that, even though you talk to them about focusing on Buffalo?
Well, the playoffs don't start today. So that would be my first answer to that. The playoffs start in 6 weeks. So, I mean, we're not even these guys, I believe that they're very focused. And when they come into work on Wednesday, I would say that the majority of them will already have studied, you know, the first and second down Buffalo offense, defense, and then if they're a core special teams guy for us, they will have already watched film on Buffalo special teams. You know, our guys are focused, and that's the way it has to be. I mean, you know, playoffs, you know, this, that, the other. I mean, there's nothing that we can do about that now other than focusing on Buffalo.
Bill, what is a typical victory Monday like for the players and for you all? For you, I'm assuming the coaches, it's exactly the same, but what are the players, other than the ones that need treatment, what do they do today?
You know, I think it's pretty interesting, you know, with these players, you know, you give them Monday off and then, you know, you know they would have Tuesday off anyways, but you give them Monday off, they're all in here. I think they just like the fact that they don't have to adhere to a structured schedule. You know, they like a little freedom. As coaches, you know, we get right to work on Buffalo last night, really. You know, we may take a little break there, but we all have the video on, you know, our surfaces or our iPads or whatever. So we're moving on to Buffalo. As soon as we watch the review of the New Orleans game, we're moving on to Buffalo.
They hit the quarterback an awful lot, especially against New England with Tom Brady. What do you see from them just generally in their front seven as you kind of dig into the film?
Yeah, they've been hitting quarterbacks for a long time with Coach Ryan's defense. I mean, they're a really good defense. You know, every game's different, very creative. You have to understand that you're going to see something in this game or some things in this game that you haven't seen on film, and you have to be prepared for that, and the fact that you have to let your rules take precedent there and make sure that the guys understand the communication and how we want to block the different fronts and looks that they're going to give us. So it's a very challenging defense to get ready for. Yeah, I mean, you know, I think getting Ryan Griffin back has helped us. You know, he's done a good job of coming in here, especially in the passing game. I think he's got to continue to work on the blocking aspect of things, but he's getting better in the passing game. And I think C.J. Fedorowicz has really worked hard to get better. And then we put Kendall Lamb in there, I think 16 times yesterday, and that helps us, you know, primarily with blocking. We're not really looking forward to seeing Kendall out in any pass routes anytime soon, but I think it's definitely an improved position, and it has to continue that way. You know, that's a position that can really be an important part of your offense as long as they're playing well. I have no comment on that.
I know you're focused on this week, but this is our first chance to talk to you. Some thoughts about your game against the Patriots being moved to 7:30 as opposed to being a noon kick?
Absolutely no thoughts whatsoever. Have no thoughts on that at all. Everything is about Buffalo.
What do you like best about the way your defense has been playing in this stretch of wins?
You know, that's a great question, Christy. I would say the best thing about the way that they're playing is they're playing together. You know, everybody's out there communicating really well for the most part. They've given up some plays here and there, but they're holding each other to a high standard as far as the communication goes, and everybody's doing their job. I mean, everybody's really honing in on what their job is and doing their job. And I think, you know, when that happens and you've got some good defenders out there, then you're really able to play good defense. And so the preparation, everybody communicating, doing their job is something that I've liked to see.
A few of the players yesterday talked about being fed up after that Miami game and kind of saying no more. Did you see kind of a leadership and kind of a shift in how they were dealing with things after that?
I mean, that's probably a better question for them. You know, it's probably a better question for them. I would say that I think, you know, everybody in that locker room at halftime of that game was pretty upset, you know, coaches and players alike, no matter what side of the ball you were on. And so I think that, you know, obviously we didn't win that game, but I think when we went out in the second half of that game, we played a little bit better. Now, of course, Miami took the foot off the pedal a little bit there, but you know, we played a little bit better, and so I think that helped us. But as far as, you know, what they felt about that, that's probably more of a question for them.
You've gone up against Rex a lot. Has his philosophy seemed to change much through the years on offense, not defense?
Oh, that's another interesting question. You know, I think it just depends on the personnel that he's had. Whether it was in New York or here in Buffalo. You know, here in Buffalo. With LeSean McCoy, he's a big part of what they're doing. He's a great back, great space back. He can run inside the tackles. He can do it all. He's a pass catcher. He can do it all. Sammy Watkins on the outside, the Clay kid at tight ends playing real well. And they're tough up front. They've got a big offensive line that's very physical. So it's a big challenge. And then Tyrod Taylor. Tyrod Taylor's playing really well on third down. He's playing really well in situational football. So I think it all has to do with probably – you know, who his personnel is, and that's how he devises that offense.
What did you like about how Brian played yesterday, Hoyer?
Well, I think he started the game well. I like that. I think he was poised. You know, he kept his poise pretty well. I felt like, for the most part, he got us into the right plays. He was able to convert on a majority of third downs, which was good. I think some guys made some really good catches for him, some good plays for him, which was good. Good to see. And, you know, for the most part, he made good decisions with the ball. And there's always like 10 to 12 plays that all of us, coaches, players alike, can get better at. And that's when he comes back in on Wednesday, we're going to sit down and say, hey, look, let's try to improve these plays right here. And if we do that, then we got something, you know, now we're cooking, you know.
What happened on the interception?
I just, you know, look, he can't do that. He knows that. He's got to. He held the ball a little bit too long there and tried to make a play, and you never want to throw it late down the middle of the field like that. That's something you never want to do. So he knows that. He wishes he could have that one back.
You talked yesterday about first quarter, how you guys played well offensively. In the second quarter, the consistency wasn't there. What did you notice on the film that you guys need to do better to establish that?
Yeah, I think it was just a little bit of, you know, two groups of people coming together on how we want to attack that, coaches and players alike. So, you know, anytime we don't play well, I would say that as coaches led by me, we got to go back to the drawing board and figure out what we're doing in the second quarter of some of these games, because it hasn't been great on offense. And I think maybe we have to adjust a little bit earlier than halftime, which we usually do. And sometimes we've done a good job of that. But yesterday we need to make some adjustments a little bit earlier.
Athletically, does Tyrod remind you of Michael Vick when he was younger a little bit? And just what do you see from him in terms of just elusiveness as a quarterback, as a threat?
Yeah, you know, I try not to get into too many of those comparisons, but I know that they, you know, the definite comparison is Virginia Tech, that's for sure. But he's definitely a guy that, first and foremost, he's throwing the ball really well. He can throw the ball accurately. He's a good play-action quarterback. He's been good on third down. But then he has that escapability where he can get outside the pocket, and he makes a lot of plays doing that. So, you know, he's a dangerous guy, and it's very hard. It's very difficult to keep him in the pocket because of his athleticism. He's a bright guy. You can tell he has really good control of his offense. So it's a big challenge for us.
What are some of the key differences you've noticed as a coach dealing with NFL players versus college players?
Well, you're dealing in the NFL, you're dealing with for the most part, with grown men. You know, you're dealing with guys that, you know, we have guys on this team that are 30 years old or older. We have guys on this team that are 25 years old or older. We've got, you know, obviously some rookies on this team. But, you know, even like you used Kevin Johnson as an example. You know, that guy's a very mature guy for a rookie. And so, And you're dealing with guys that are getting paid to do their jobs. You know, they're not going to class, you know, from 8 a.m. till 2 o'clock. You know, their class is right here, whether it's in the weight room or in the film room or in the meeting room with us and then out on the practice field. So it's a totally different dynamic dealing with pro players as it is with college players.
How does that change your approach as a in how you interact with them?
You know, I don't know, Tanya. I think, you know, look, I think I am who I am. I think that in pro football you have a lot more time to teach them football. You know, so you're able to sit there and have a good team meeting early in the morning and then break up into special teams and O&D, and you spend a lot of time on football, whereas in college you might have a 45-minute meeting in the afternoon because they got to get to the practice field and then dinner and then study hall and all that. So it's a totally different deal. You can't do as much. But I think as far as my approach to communicating with the players, I think every person is different. I try to communicate with all the players as much as I can. That's difficult to do. There's 63 of them, but I try to. I really do. I try to check in with all of them at least once a week, you know, and I try to do that.
Bill, some thoughts on Kareem Jackson, how he did?
I thought he played well, Mark. I really did. I think that probably holding him out that previous week probably helped him a little bit fresher, not as sore, and made a big, big play for us on that interception. Made a big play on the slip screen there where he tackled the guy for a 2-yard loss. You know, he's a tough kid. He tackles well, and, you know, I thought he played well.
I know you're always looking for the defense and everyone on the team to get better. When the defense is coming off a performance like they had yesterday, how like, do you get that? What's that next step that they need to make when they played as well as they did?
I mean, I think on Wednesday, when we meet on Wednesday, you know, how good do they want to be? You know, I think you have to challenge them. You know, is that good enough? You know, there were still some plays that we gave up. And look, they played a heck of a football game. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, we're very pleased with how the defense is playing, but you can never be satisfied. You know, as soon as you – I mean, I can't stress this enough like I tried to after the game. You know, as soon as you kind of get satisfied or you're – resting on your laurels of whatever it may be, like, you're going to get beat. I mean, this league is a very, very tough, tough league with great coaches and great players. And this is a road game in Buffalo. You know, I don't even know how many of these guys have ever played in Buffalo, but it is brutal. Their crowd is awesome, and it is very, very difficult to go up there on the road and try to win a game. So our guys need to be real focused on that. Mm-hmm.